Hi, listeners. I'm your host, Serena Rose, and today's episode is more than just a story of a tragic kidnapping and murder of a 13-year-old girl. This is a PSA to all young children, or anyone for that matter. Never talk to strangers on the internet. Patricia Ella Torrey of Bakersfield, California, had just turned 13 2 months prior to her disappearance. She was the youngest of 8 children. Her family described her as a tomboy who was joyful, loving, and caring with a bold personality. Her nickname was Slim Jim because her build was tall and skinny. Some of her hobbies included cars, bike riding, and sports. Like any 13-year-old girl these days, Patricia had social media, and like most teens on the internet, Patricia was unaware of the potential danger that lurked on the other side of the screen. Patricia had been exchanging messages with someone on social media for about a week, and on July 2nd, 2020, Patricia had plans to meet the person she met online. She was first reported missing the morning of July 2nd after her mom didn't find her in her room. Her mother told police she found clothing and pillows stuffed under a bed sheet to make it appear as if she was sleeping. You could imagine their terror when they walked in her room and she wasn't there in the morning. I mean, she was only 13 years old. I looked online and it looked like there was people like tweeting about her, and she had a condition, she had asthma, so she was at risk. Everyone was trying to figure out where she could be. She was only 13 years old, so I mean, my first instinct as a mother would be someone took her out of her room, and I could only imagine what her mom was going through. A Ring camera located at a nearby neighbor's door showed Patricia leaving her residence close to midnight. The camera footage also showed a white Ford pickup truck. Police were able to use Patricia's social media conversation to track down the cellular IP address of the person she agreed to meet outside her home. It turns out the person she was talking to was a grown man, 24-year-old Armando Cruz of Inglewood, California, who also had a white pickup truck registered in his name that matched the vehicle description on the footage. Now, it's unclear if Patricia was aware that she was talking to a 24-year-old man or not, but I honestly feel like he told her he was much younger. I don't really see a 13-year-old girl leaving her home in the middle of the night to go meet up with some older man. I mean, 24 years old is a lot older than 13. And I feel like if he told her maybe he was like 17 or 16, she probably, you know, would have been more inclined to leave her home. She probably would have, I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but she probably felt, you know, like, oh, this is exciting. I'm getting attention from an older boy. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll never really know, and it doesn't really specify. I just feel like he told her that he was much younger. According to court documents, in the course of a week, Armando coerced Patricia into sending him nude photos, which he would later threaten to expose her with. He told authorities that July 2nd was the second time that he drove the 2-hour drive from Inglewood to Bakersfield to meet Patricia. And during their second encounter, he drove away with her in his vehicle. When she screamed, indicating that she didn't want to go with him, Armando Cruz then forced himself on her. As she told him to stop and tried to get away, he held his hand over her mouth and strangled her as he sexually assaulted her for several minutes. The court documents say that Armando Cruz believed that she was still alive, so he bound her arms and her feet with duct tape that he brought with him. He also taped her mouth and her nose after he stuffed a pair of underwear in her mouth with the intention of killing her. He then placed her body in a red sleeping bag and headed back to his residence. Police say Armando Cruz stopped somewhere on Highway 99 in a center divider to dispose of Patricia's cell phone. When he arrived at his residence, he slept in his truck. The documents say Armando admitted to engaging in sexual acts with Patricia's body multiple times after knowing she was deceased. He later drove to a liquor store to buy lighter fluid, and he drove to a remote area in Inglewood. Patricia's body was dumped in the sleeping bag and set on fire. Bakersfield police said that this was one of the worst crimes they have ever seen. Armando Cruz is currently awaiting trial, and he is facing 12 felony charges, including first-degree murder, kidnapping, rape by force, aggravated sexual assault of a minor, as well as other charges. Patricia's family has stated that they don't want her to be remembered as a victim, and they want her to be remembered as the lively young lady that she was. I wanted to talk about this case not as disrespect to her family, but as a warning to all young children online. Patricia was just a regular girl, and she had a loving family, she had a lot of siblings, she was outgoing, and they had no clue that this was going on. Please remember to monitor your children online and have open and honest conversations about the dangers of online predators. Another reason why I wanted to talk about this case is this is something that happened just a few months ago. It was this year, and Patricia had just celebrated her 13th birthday. They have footage of her having like a drive-through because of COVID and she couldn't have a party, and this is something very recent, and it could very well happen to you. It could very well happen to someone that you love. So do not trust anyone online. Even if they seem like it's legit and you got other kids that think the same thing, like this person is young and everything's gonna be okay, don't meet up with anyone that you met online. You just never know. Patricia had no chance in the world. And it just makes me so sad to know that this happened to her. She didn't deserve this. No one deserves this. And she had no clue what she was getting herself into. Thank you for listening. And until next time, stay safe.